Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzord's Autonomous Zone, episode 205, recorded on Tuesday, August 14th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Today's going to be a bit of a diary entry, mainly because it was a pretty fun day. I think I mentioned yesterday that we were taking Gracie to the Discovery Place Science in Uptown Charlotte, which is like downtown, because Charlotte wants to call their downtown Uptown. I don't know why. We did the whole by the grandparents year thing. We had to make a decision. There are multiple Discovery Place museums. There used to be just Discovery Place. That is now technically Discovery Place Science. It is in Uptown Charlotte. There's also a Discovery Place Nature, which is just a little ways, not too far away, actually, and it's kind of in a little, like, nature preserve sort of thing, but not too far out of downtown Charlotte, actually, I don't think. And then there are two Discovery Place Kids, but neither one of them, they're both in suburbs that are not close, they're not in our direction. Like, if there was one of those at Matthews or something like that, that would probably be a definite win, but they are not that direction. They are the other way for the most part, or perpendicular. And it's not like the original Discovery Place doesn't have kid stuff. So we bought the year pass thing with the grandkid option, blah blah blah, and just picked the one. So we'll just go to that. By next year, we may want to add some other stuff. I mean, Gracie's not even two yet, so next year she'll be close, this time she'll be close to three, which, she'll be even more, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine, I know many of you, not all of you, but many of you have children and stuff, and I think I've said this before, I have stepchildren with Charlotte, but, those stepchildren were well into their teenage years by the time, if not further. I think they were both teenagers, but Jonathan was very close to not being a teenager by the time Charlotte and I got married. So, Gracie as a granddaughter, especially a granddaughter that we spent a lot of time with, is kind of my first child in the house sort of thing. And it is amazing to me. So I can't even, wrap my head around. I mean, I read a lot of books. Trust me. I read, I'm a nerd. So when in doubt, read all the stuff about these things. So in theory, I know what's going on, but still, she amazes, as all of you who have been parents know. I mean, I realize we're not going through anything new, and Charlotte definitely knows because she's been through it. But it's amazing stuff, but it's, things that have happened before. But anyway, so we went down to Discovery Place, got the year pass for the main Discovery, because it's the biggest one. It has kids stuff in it, and it has other stuff in it too, like there's where they get like the main moving, temporary exhibit sort of thing, specialty exhibits. And the specialty exhibit that is almost done, I think this week is the last week of it. I think it's what Charlotte said. I'm not sure. Is Tyrannosaurus family or something that effect. Tyrannosaurus is all the time. So it's a thing about Tyrannosaurus Rex and Tyrannosaurus Rex's ancestors and, various stuff and multiple models of Tyrannosauri and the associated families in the museum. And that is, in fact, and that one, it wasn't really, they said it was at capacity. And so you've got to reserve your time. You couldn't just wander into that area of the exhibit. You had to wander into it at a particular time. And I guess you could stay there as long as you wanted at that point. But when we got there, it wasn't that, it was a little busy because school has not quite started yet. I know some places school's starting. I think school here has not quite started yet. I don't really know as well anymore because Charlotte is a retired teacher now and not a teaching teacher. And the county, even like Mecklenburg County, where Charlotte is, and Union County, where we live, can be as much as a week off on that stuff, or certainly half a week off on it quite frequently. So I don't know whether it's started yet. I know we're close. I know some places have started. But anyway, Charlotte said that probably in a couple, if we had gone in a couple weeks later, it would have been quieter. There were a lot of kids, but it was fun. But so we went in. So anyway, we got our, when we went in and signed up for our year pass and everything, we went ahead and got the pretty much immediate Tyrannosaurus pass. So we went there like 10 minutes, went through a little rainforest thing Gracie liked. And at first we had gotten a little, like a little teeny baby stroller, like one of those, like, not like a big, you're protected if you get hit by a, you know, Mack truck stroller. We have, trust me, we have one of those. But this is just kind of a little, like, throw it down and move around while you're inside a Target or something stroller. And we had brought one of those with us, but she rapidly wanted to get out of that. So we pretty much just pushed that around the rest of the time and held her hand. Or just let, you know, she would just take off. But she is mobile now. It's like, whoa, snap. So we went into the Tyrannosaurus thing. And, you know, there's some noise stuff going on. In the beginning, they're kind of showing, like, Tyrannosaurus ancestors and stuff. And then we go around the corner and there's the whole thing and there's some growling going on in the background, and there's a place where you can, like, stand in front of this big video screen, and smaller monsters go by, or smaller dinosaurs go by, and then Tyrannosaurus comes up and everything. And for the first few minutes, she was a little confused. And again, she's not even two. She's what, 21 months, basically-ish? She's like 3 months until she's two. So she's little, but she's like figuring this stuff out and everything. And it took her a few minutes. She was a little bit scared at first. She wanted to be held for a little while. And then all of a sudden she was like, and we kept saying, oh, look at the dinosaur. Look at the dinosaur. And all of a sudden she was like, dinosaur. You know, she didn't get it quite right. She's still working on words, especially the multisyllabic stuff like that. And all of a sudden she was like, she was A-okay. And she ran around this place, pointing at big dinosaur skeletons, punching these little, you know, screens that would blow up. You know, they had like a small dinosaur picture on them, and you touch the touch screen and it would, you know, like jump forward and then show you different parts of the dinosaur and everything. And she thought that was fabulous. And she just ran around for like 5 minutes, just in a big circle, just looking at all the Tyrannosaur stuff over and over again and just giggling to herself like crazy. So it was hilarious. So we went in there. Then we went into, so she liked that. And there's a kid, like a kid's area that is specific. Like I said, this is the largest one in like kind of the original Discovery place. And so there is an area for kids like 7 and under or whatever that has all sorts of, you know, like there's a water splash area and a, you know, various toys and things like that. So she had a good time in there. And then we went to the aquarium, which was the other interesting area because fish in the aquarium, she was like, fish, 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 pointing at fish, running over to fish, looking at jellyfish, looking at, you know, elephant fish and clown fish and fish, 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 fish. She wanted to look at every fish she could see once she figured out there were fish. So it was a fun afternoon, and I think it's a place that she will enjoy going back to. And there's a bunch of stuff that was over her head that we didn't even try and try and mess with. That, you know, there's a floor and a half of stuff that we just completely skipped. That, you know, over time we'll be able to share with her. So that should be super fun. And then she went into the gift shop and took like probably 15 minutes to find anything. And she ended up finding, she picked up basically everything there. And she ended up with one of those slap wrist, like wristband things that had dinosaurs on it. It was like $3. A pack of crayons. Somehow there is not a coloring book. Charlotte actually went and talked to somebody. They are not currently selling coloring books, but for whatever reason, they are selling crayons. They had a little 4-pack of crayons. It was 99 cents. She picked up the crayons because she likes crayons. And at the end, and then she still, you know, obviously she didn't have a whole lot of stuff at this point. We're like, come on, we'll find something. And finally, I picked her up right near the end. And once I picked her up, I turned around and there were these monkeys with NASA NASA t-shirts on. They were space monkeys with the little, like the Velcro hands that, you know, hang together so they can hang from stuff, hanging off this thing. And she saw the monkey and she reached for the monkey and we were like, take the monkey. And she loved the monkey. And so we went and bought everything, got the heck out of there. So, boom. As long as you got a NASA space monkey, I mean, you know, and some crayons, life, and a slap wristband, because she likes that freaking slap wristband. We play with that all afternoon once we got home. Life is good. So got her in the car, headed home. It took about 10 minutes, which was about 8 minutes longer than Charlotte or I, for that matter, thought before she fell asleep. We thought she would be asleep by the time she got out, or the time we got out of the parking deck, but it took her about 10 minutes because she was playing with the crayons, actually. And then she got tired and boom, she went down. So it was a good day. We got home and unfortunately, like, I did have the day off, but I did have to do some yard work and stuff as soon as we got home. So we did not have time. We have a game set out to play. We are ready to play and review. But it just didn't happen this afternoon because by the time I got finished with yard work, it was heading into dinner time and we had to start working on that stuff. So didn't work out today, but that hopefully will work out tomorrow. And, if so, that's what hopefully Charlotte and I will review tomorrow. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, and all my other social media stuff is at that website. If you just scroll down to the elsewhere section, you'll find any place you want to find me, pretty much. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you again tomorrow here in the Dog Days of Podcasting. So see you later. Bye.